Welcome to Disney AA, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. You had a delayed little point at yourself there.
They can't see
that. Yeah, but I can.
Oh, okay. I got my spot back on the couch now. That's fair.
One of the cats was using your spot and you can't move them. It's the law.
It is the law.
How you doing, Brandon?
Oh, I'm fine.
We're back.
Yeah.
And happy March.
It is March.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Yes. Spring is maybe coming.
It's very sunny today here, so that's nice.
Yeah, we're just Canadian, and so, you know.
You never know.
You never know. What are you drinking today?
Some tasty gin.
That you just had to reach if your voice went away.
It was too far away, but that's okay. I got it now.
Very nice. Very nice. I also have gin, but I have a gin White Claw. Mine is, what did I say? Mandarin Peach. It's tasty.
Yeah, it's kind of springy.
It is kind of springy. I was thinking that.
There you go.
Yeah, perfect. And you have a nerd thing this week, now that we're finally back?
Finally back. Well, we were gone. I was working a lot out of town. And then you were working out of town, too, because you had to...
Teacher's convention.
Learn how to teach or something. I don't know. But no, the new World of Warcraft expansion is out. It's early access this weekend. Ooh. So that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, you took a break, come record, back to it.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't have, but then you'd have been mad at me. So.
This is true. So I guess that's a good way to say it. We're going to keep it short. We're just going to look at some of the news and stuff that we've been missing while we've been gone, and then you can go back to playing your expansion.
Right. What about your nerd thing, though? You forgot that part.
No, I'm coming back to it. Let's see, I've got a couple nerd things, but I'm going to go with, we've been watching the Oscar nominees for Best Picture.
Yeah, like we do every year.
And, that's been fun. Last night we watched Frankenstein, finally.
Yeah, we would have watched that regardless.
Yeah, for sure.
I'm happy it was nominated, though.
It was quite good.
The closest Frankenstein film adaptation I've seen to the book ever.
Yeah. And I mean, like, they still change significant things, so I mean, it's not like an exact retelling, but the feeling of it
is
really, really close.
The themes are...
Yes, exactly.
More similar.
They just had to hit you over the head a little bit more so everyone understood them. That's all. so that's been my nerd thing. And I guess my other thing is that the Olympics are done, and I was watching a lot of Olympics
before. Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Olympics are done.
Yeah. We don't have a show or anything like that to talk about right now, so let's head to the news.
Yay.
Disney A News Update.
Okay, I have a bunch of random news. Do you have some news?
Not really.
Well, you said that today something's going on at Disney World today. We're recording March 1st.
Yeah, apparently it is the very, very last day of operations of Rock and Roller Coaster featuring Aerosmith.
Yeah, which means Muppets are coming.
Yeah,
they're
going to close it, and it's going to be rethemed to the Muppets, the band, like you say. So it's going to be the exact same ride, just a different pre-show and different music and stuff and theming and stuff. It'll probably feel very similar, but
got to ride Rock and Roller Coaster, but change. You always liked it.
Well, I went to Disney World once, and...
You always talk about how much you like it, I mean.
I spent my entire time at MGM Studios, as it was known then, bouncing back and forth between Tower of Terror and Rock and Roller Coaster.
Basically,
my entire day. I did do some other stuff there, but...
And then went back and kept doing that.
Well, that was back in the days of Fast Pass. So what you do is you get a Fast Pass for Rock and Roller Coaster, and then you would just ride Tower of Terror till it was up, because Tower of Terror had a much shorter line.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, great. It's a great roller coaster, and hopefully it's good as when it's the Muppets.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be. Plus Muppets.
Well, I do like the Muppets.
Yes. okay, some other random news. Shanghai Disney is celebrating its 10th anniversary. That's
actually younger than I would have expected. Mm-hmm. I knew it was, like, newer, but
yeah,
that
time
seems,
is weird, though.
That seems... yeah, I would have guessed, like, 15.
15?
Hmm.
Well,
if you asked me, yeah. Not that you would do that.
No, I would not. That is a random thing to ask. I figured since you're talking Disney World news, that's Shanghai news. And then here's a cruise ship news for you.
Cruise!
Robert Downey Jr. has been named the godparent of Disney Adventure, which makes sense. Adventure, there's like Marvel focus.
It is very Marvel focused and like it's, yeah, it's got more, it's not so princessy as the other ones.
Yeah.
And you got Marvel stuff and like pirates and things mm-hmm. like that. So that's cool.
Yeah.
They're getting their money's worth off of, bringing them back for Doomsday.
Yeah,
you it's bet. Like, hey, advertise this ship there. Too. Yeah.
The Disney, just before we talk about like movies and things like that, Disney Parks, the food guide has been released for DCA's Food and Wine. Lunar New Year has now ended. Shortest food festival that they have.
Yep.
The best one is Food and Wine. I'm not going to go over all of them, but I thought I would draw your attention to some of the new things that are going to be there and just like what the booths and stuff are called.
Okay.
Yeah. Because they changed them last year, 2 years ago. Yeah. Or they got rid of a couple of them.
Well, they kind of rotated about things and I don't know. Even when we were there and you got your bag, they actually had patches on your Loungefly bag that was brand new. Yeah,
not there.
That didn't, the corresponding booth did no longer exist that year. So it's kind of funny. But yeah.
So most of the food and wine, like the items are available from March 6th to April 27th.
Not as much wine as you would expect.
No, it's true.
There's just as much beer. It could be the food and beer
or beverage.
And wine.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah. Food and cocktails.
I think it started that way because they had like the little winery on site. Mm-hmm. Now that doesn't really. It sort of exists, but not really.
Yeah, the focus is different now for sure. So. So I'll just go through. California Craft Brews is going to be there. They have new Chicharron Nachos. Some new beers, like you were just talking about beers. There's a California Beer Flight, and then you can get each separate one.
There's a surprising variety of beers in California Adventure.
Yeah.
Even when it's not a food festival, there's quite a variety.
Yeah, it's definitely not like, I don't know, I think you would kind of expect, well, there's like one of most types. No. There's like tons of different flavors and varieties. Like beer's a lot bigger there than you would expect, I guess.
And multiple locations that have different selection. And, impressive.
I like that.
Expensive, but
what
can you do?
Yeah. But it's definitely to the point, like, depending on where you're at, you can find a beverage you will like in your immediate area, which is so smart for them because, like you said, it's expensive. That brings in a lot of money.
Oh, yeah. And you see a lot of childless adults or even with their children, dads enjoying a nice cold beverage in those little yellow cups.
Oh, yeah. Well, remember last summer we talked about how it'd be quiet during the day and then really busy in the evening at DCA, way more than Disneyland. People are like, what's going on? People are going and having drinks.
Yeah, it's like, it's instead of going to the bar or whatever, you go have a, it's not that much more expensive than a bar,
nope.
Or probably fairly comparable, and then you can walk around and you got cool scenery and you can go on a ride. Like,
it's kind of the equivalent of a pier, kind of vibe.
Yeah.
With,
if you got a season's pass, I would hang out at California Adventure all the time.
Come home after work and be like, let's go to DCA for a bit. Absolutely.
Especially when there's food festivals.
Oh, yeah.
On.
And Food and Wine, we actually liked a lot. Like, we liked all the festivals we went to. We've been to them all now. Food and Wine is, like, the festival. If you're only going to go to one.
It's stellar, and I just enjoy that you can... The Sip and Savor Pass is actually fairly good value as far as Disney goes.
Mm-hmm.
And you get the variety of food. And
we love trying different things.
Yeah, you try little things and...
Yeah, exactly. And that's actually kind of how we want to eat when we're at a theme park anyway.
Yeah, I don't want to sit down and waste.
Very rarely.
Like, sometimes it's nice to plan it ahead. Yes. Like, and you do something super nice. Like,
but that's a rare thing.
A rare thing.
On our day-to-day, this is preferred.
You get a little grab and go and little nibbles, and then you're not too full, and your stomach can handle...
Also true.
Dippity-doing with Mater or the Guardians like, you know, stuff
that's
like
such
that.
Such a good little area, too, with that. The other new thing at this booth is there's a tropical chamoy michelada. Those are really big in that area, too.
Micheladas are very popular in Southern California in general. Mm-hmm. It's kind of a... it's Tex-Mex-ish. Like, you get your influences of the states with Mexico and... it's good. It's a good way to drink... poorer beer.
That's a good way to say it, sure. I don't know if I'd like them. I don't think I've ever had one.
You probably wouldn't. It's like mixing a beer with a Bloody Mary.
And I like beer and I like Bloody Mary, but I'm picky with my beers.
Yeah, I don't think you would like it.
Or I'd be like, it's okay. Yeah, why?
It's nice. Like, one is nice when it's really hot because it's like quite thirst quenching. More, even more so than just a regular beer.
We were there when it was very, very hot because we did a couple weeks in August when we had our Magic Keys. You know, it was really good. Those mango beers they have. That's what I had a lot of.
Yeah,
and margaritas.
But like with a Michelada, you get like the satisfaction of like the fruit or technically it is
Bloody
a fruit
Mary.
But your tomato juice like vegetable
I
blend
get
you get like you feel a little bit healthier or something.
I understand like you're eating some deep fried stuff and everything and you're like, ooh, I feel like I need a vegetable.
Yeah, I need to get some vitamins in.
You're like, let's pour a beer on it and there we go.
Yeah, perfect.
I get it.
Basically a health drink is what I'm saying.
I do get cravings for Bloody Marys when we're on vacation sometimes, so.
Yeah. It's
which I know is not very Canadian of me. But
well, you don't like clams.
I don't like clams. So Caesar's the Canadian version of Bloody Marys.
Anyway, there you go.
Okay, that's it for the new stuff at California Craft Brews.
I thought you were just gonna go through the booths and stuff.
That is the booth out there.
Oh, that's not a booth though. They have.
Oh, at California Brews, Clacadoodle Moo.
Or maybe it is.
I thought
it was the one that was like Bear by Paradise.
Oh, I know which one you're thinking.
That's like a craft brew.
Yeah, it's
thingy.
Called something else.
Oh, okay.
Clacadoodle Moo might be my favorite title, my favorite name for a booth.
And they have that around all the time.
All the time. Yeah. Food item is not new. Beverages, there's a new beer and a hot honey wine white sangria brought to you by National Geographic. That's the whole title.
Boy, they spared no expense on the
it
signage.
It is a three-line
that
title. That's it for Clacadoodle Moo. Just those two items, three items:
right.
Beer, sangria, and then a skirt steak that was there before.
Garlic, so no cluck.
No cluck. Actually, yeah. What the heck? Just the moo. Garlic kissed is back again. This has the same sirloin Gruyere mac and cheese they've always had. Then there's a punch and a bourbon peach tea lemonade. The drinks are new. Golden Dreams again is back. There is
Did that one exist when we went? I don't think so. That one sounds new to me.
I've been there before, but it might have been one that I was there with my mom and sister when we went. Yeah. This one has a fried rice brought to you by Disney Vacation Club. It's from Olani is what it is. And then there's also a cherry cobbler pot de creme. Then the beverages is a tiki spritz and a watermelon cucumber mojito.
Very Hawaiian.
Very, yeah. I think that's the idea here. Golden Dreams, which is, I don't know. L.A. style.
That definitely wasn't there when I was there.
No, you don't remember
No, I don't.
L.A. style you was here,
yes,
though.
Yes, oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so there's a carbonara pizzetta, which is new, an L.A. street dog, which I think is back. Cherry cola cold brew is new, and that is, I would love this. I would love this so much.
That's bizarre, and...
I would love both of the drinks
there. It's going to be probably a love-hate situation.
Yeah, I would love it. Yeah. I would love both of the drinks there because that's new. And then a Seaborn Strawberry Lemonade Margarita is new.
That would be good.
That would be so good. We've talked before, our favorite margaritas that we had was actually during the Pixar food festival.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, so good. Then there's Mercado de Antojos. I think this is new. I do not recognize this at all. And I probably butchered the pronunciation of that.
Looks like Mexican lasagna or something?
Oh, yes. So that is torta ahogada, maybe? Or there's also... Oh, yeah, that's the thing from there. That is a braised pork carnitas. So maybe something like that. Okay. Mm. There's also a tres leches cake, but I'm saying I don't recognize that booth at all.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. I don't either.
The beverages are, there's a beer, there's a Paloma, there's a whole bunch of Palomas, and you can get a flight. Peppers Caliente is back. This one we recognize. Tajin Habanero Seasoned Wings is new. They do wings frequently, or at least one place does wings. Mm. And then there's ramen mac and cheese, which I would like, except it has that farikaki crumble on it, and fish cake, so no, I would not, never mind.
I would try it.
Asian mac and cheese, basically.
Yeah.
But the drinks are new. There's a strawberry guava lemonade, which is new. And then this also has the strawberry lemonade margarita. There's also a pickle whiskey sour.
I think I would like that.
I think you would, too. It would probably be too whiskey-ish for me.
Yeah, sours are fairly whiskey-forward.
Mm-hmm.
I would let you taste it, but yeah, you probably wouldn't like it. But, like... I can see pickles and whiskey working together, yeah, for sure. I like how popular pickles pickle beverages
are. Bring back the pickle lemonade.
I'll just make it for you at home.
Yes, you do. Mm. Uncork, California. Maybe this is the place you were thinking of.
I mean, this is where they have wine, right?
Oh, no, wait. This is the macaron. There's mimosas.
Yeah, and wine.
And wine. This is where you get all your wine flights. Yeah. It says that's one of the booths, but throughout Disney, DCA, there's stuff. I'm not going to go through all this, but there are features at Carthay Circle, mostly beverages, Clarabelle's hand-scooped ice cream, Trolley Treats, of course, has a new thing. There's Award Wieners has a specialty, Chile Relleno Torta, and I'm bringing that up because that looks good. Hollywood Lounge has a chicken and waffle mole taco and some beverages. Lots of new stuff there. Schmoozies. But Schmoozies always comes out with new things, doesn't it?
Yeah.
That I never think of.
It's always a small menu, but they always have something kind of funky.
I would have this that is Mickey-shaped banana hazelnut waffles.
Yes, you would love that.
Love that, yeah.
I mean...
Yeah.
Hazelnut, like Nutella stuffed waffles or French toast or anything. Like, Nutella, it goes really well with breakfast.
Yeah, for pastries. Sure. Yeah. Studio Catering Company has, you can also get the chicken and waffle taco there. Has some stuff. Pim's Test Kitchen. I like that Pim's Test Kitchen is getting in on the...
They have before.
Yeah, I like that they do that, because when they first opened, they didn't.
Well, it's because they had a bunch of special new stuff on its own, and they wanted that to be the focus. But now that it's been around for a while, you can have extra menu stuff. Item. Yeah.
I wonder what the theming they're going to go with for this, but it's a spinach and artichoke grilled cheese, which sounds delicious.
Hmm.
Terran Treats has a new one. Cozy Cone, the popcorn one, has something there. Aunt Cass's Cafe. Aunt Cass's Cafe always does the bread pudding. Their one for this season is banana caramel. Budin Bread Cart has a bunch of grapes pull-apart bread. You know they do the pull-aparts.
Mm.
Cappuccino Cart has back with the ube.
Yeah, they like...
I thought ube was going away.
I thought so, too, but I mean...
Ooh, this would be good.
It just makes things look really pretty because of the color.
Especially springtime. This is an ube latte with matcha foam.
That would be very earthy.
Very earthy. Cucina Cucamonga has some new items. Lucky Fortune Cookery has new items. Bing Bong's has... Lamplight Lounge has quite a few new things.
Ooh, they had quite a few at Lunar New Year as well.
They did. Yes, they did. Last time we were there, we were like, oh, you know, the seasonal things for Lamplight, like the regular stuff was good. The chef's special for Lamplight Lounge for food and wine is a Thai barbecue pork chop with drunken noodles, Chinese broccoli, scrambled egg, peanut chili oil, Thai basil, and a lime wedge. Does that not sound so good?
Sounds really good. And the quality of food at Lamplight is pretty high, so I'm pretty sure that would be good.
Yeah, and their special donuts, they always have the seasonal donuts. Their one for this season is chocolate pistachio. They also have new beverages, Boardwalk Pizza and Pasta has some items, Paradise Beer Garden, Paradise Garden Grill, Smoke Jumpers has a pizza slider. That's theirs this time.
Okay.
Look at that. It's basically like a mini piece of pizza. It's on a brioche bun, right? So it's just like poofy. Yeah.
That'd be tasty. I like Smoke Jumpers.
That's one of my favorites. And it's super underrated.
Yeah.
Which is fine. The lineups are always reasonable. Don't make it worse. Stay underrated. They do have a special for the turkey leg this season. Lemon pepper.
Okay.
Which I could see.
That'd be good. I did want to try the like jalapeno one I know. They had at some point. But like I think flavoring the turkey leg is a good way to have the turkey leg.
Mm-hmm.
You hear that they're quite dry, the regular ones.
Yeah.
I do like chewing on a drumstick though, so.
Yeah, you got to be in the right vibe though to want to walk around. Mm-hmm. Like you have to not be rushing somewhere. Mm-hmm. It has to be one of those like sit around and enjoy kind of things, or at least take your time.
Which I do not do very often.
Very often, no. Downtown Disney is in on it, so like check out some different places there, especially the like treats. They have like the sweets and stuff like that.
What's the number one thing that you're sad you're not gonna have?
Because that's tough.
Because you just went through the list real quick. So
yeah, I would probably be super interested. You know what? Lamplight Lounge is just like so good. That like when it has an item that I would really like, that would be maybe it. I'd want to go back and get that Gruyere mac and cheese again. That is there every year. It's just really good.
Well, for me, I'm a functioning alcoholic, so I'm kind of sad I don't get to try the pickle whiskey sour.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you would like that. I want to change my mind to the hazelnut banana Mickey waffles.
Oh yeah, you would like
that. I want to change my mind to that. Yeah.
So you just pick like five things.
Three. Okay. I had breakfast, lunch, and dinner there.
Okay, there you go. Yeah.
Drank.
Full meal deal.
And I just had
a whiskey. That tracks.
That actually all makes sense. Everything is clear there. But this is, it was our favorite festival, but we liked them all. Just, this was our favorite one. And have fun if you go. There's some other news around the parks. I don't know if we mentioned before, but the Monsters, Inc. That attraction was supposed to close in 2026. It has been moved to closing now in 2027. So if you haven't gotten a chance to ride that yet, go for it.
I think we might have talked about that. I don't know.
We haven't been here for a while, so it's hard for me to remember.
That means we probably get to go on it again.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. Barring something weird, we will get to go on it again. Okay, so that's it that I have for the Disney Parks news for now.
We still don't have any new Doomsday trailers.
Mm-mm.
Just the four snippets that were attached to Avatar.
Yes.
We still don't have a Spider-Man trailer.
We do not, which is getting weird now.
We did get a Mandalorian.
That's the one I wanted to talk about.
Trailer, though.
What did you think
of
this?
A full one, not just the Clydesdale Tauntauns.
That was fun.
Which I did, but it wasn't a trailer, so... Yeah. Anyway.
Mm-hmm. We actually, I don't think we've recorded since that came out.
I don't think we have either.
Okay, so if you didn't see, that isn't a tease or anything like that. It was just a Super Bowl spot.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a nod to the Clydesdales Budweiser Clydesdales. That always show up at the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
But it was Tauntauns with Mando and Grogu hanging out, and it was very cool. I really liked that. Some people did not.
Yeah.
Some people don't like fun.
I don't listen to people. I have my own strong opinions, and
this is true. You
they
do.
They are usually correct.
But then we did also during the Super Bowl. I'm just like not commenting on that.
Uh-huh.
Also during the Super Bowl, we did have Robert Downey Jr. post himself wearing a jersey, that said, like, Doomsday on it. And so we thought maybe we're getting a trailer or a teaser or, like, a spot or something. And crickets.
Nothing.
Nothing.
They did say that they weren't going to do anything as well.
Yeah, so but then I was like, I don't believe them. And they were correct.
Yeah. So we're still waiting on that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm.
The Mandalorian trailer
was fine.
Yeah. I liked it. It looks fun.
It looks like more Mandalorian.
Yeah.
Which I like a lot. I mean, I have a Mandalorian Grogu tattoo.
You do?
So I like them, but I don't know. It seems kind of weird that this is the first Star Wars feature film we're getting in like 7 years, so.
I get that. Yeah, I think I'd feel differently if we had had something more recently.
Yeah.
But I think it's, like, I'm hopeful that it's going to be fun.
Yeah.
You know? And seeing that on the big screen is great, but I also feel like because they've set up this idea that they have the really epic stuff in theaters, like feature-length films, and they have the more, like, smaller adventures on Disney Plus, like, I'm kind of confused.
Well, I guess it's going to be more epic.
I guess so. It looks fun. I don't know. I'm excited still. I'm going to have a good time. And I like Grogu. That is literally it for movie news, though, as far as I can think.
Yeah. We have Daredevil coming out soon.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There was a trailer for that as well.
Oh, that's right. See, man, we haven't recorded in so long. Yes, and that trailer looks fun, too. And yay, Jessica Jones. I love Jessica Jones.
I'm looking forward to that. It's going to be a pretty busy spring for streaming and stuff.
Yeah.
Like the Game of Thrones show spinoff just finished, and the other Game of Thrones spinoff, House of the Dragon, will be starting up.
Which we did get a trailer for as well.
And, like, The Boys is coming out, and
yeah, we've just been really focused on the films for the Oscars, but I think once that's done, we're gonna have to do some serious TV watching.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And there's still a lot of streamers.
Mm-hmm.
So they're all constantly making content.
Yeah.
And it makes it tough to keep up with.
It's true. Oh, speaking of news, the big sale.
The big sale.
All right. What can you tell me?
So Warner Brothers is up for sale. And we've kind of briefly talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of multiple streamers, they
that's what made me think
they
of
own,
it.
They own HBO as well.
Yep.
So it's kind of a package deal there. Netflix had been successfully locked in as the buyer of it, and Paramount, with their bunch of overly wealthy benefactors, kept offering and offering, and finally the last one, Netflix was like, "Well, we're not gonna match that." I guess.
Right.
I guess Warner Brothers said, "Well, hey, this deal is better for our shareholders.
Right?
Will you match it, and we'll still keep you?"
Yeah.
And they're like, nah.
Yeah.
Interestingly, Paramount posted, like, incredible losses for the last year.
Wait, then I have questions.
you and everybody else. It's an interesting time we live in. The media is not so much a profit-making thing as it is a propaganda machine.
Right.
So there's a lot of
right.
A lot of stuff talking about that we don't need to get into here. We're not a political podcast. But anyway.
And when we get political, it's because it relates to the pop culture stuff. We talk about it, like, directly.
Exactly.
So. Or we feel like it. We don't feel like it right now.
But, like, Paramount put in a massive offer, and they're even going to pay for the cost that Warner Brothers will have to pony up to Netflix. That's in the billions for breaking the contract.
Wow.
So.
Wow. That's a lot. Again, but they had losses.
Yep.
Okay.
So anyway, well, I don't think it's the end of the chapter on that, but
no.
That's what's happening there. So
Well, that is news.
I feel bad for Warner Brothers accountants because they probably have to deal with all this crap.
The stress of that, you know? Yeah. And as far as it goes, that's the last big news item that I felt imperative we talk about right now. Did you?
I'm sure we missed.
Oh, we missed tons, but yeah, I just wanted to touch on the main things.
Hmm.
Yeah. Good?
Sure.
For now?
Well, yeah, I think we have next weekend, we should be all good, mm-hmm. and we just have to finish up our Oscar watching. Yep. So
I have a special episode planned for next weekend.
Oh, okay. You're going to... Is it a very special episode?
It is the Oscars annual episode. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah. Well, annual Oscars episode.
That's,
works out well. You get to be all judgmental.
I mean, I am all the time.
Exactly. But next weekend is the weekend before the Oscars, so I thought that was a good time to be judgy.
Yeah.
Heading into Oscar season. Alrighty. So that's our show this week. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can find a link to his work at our website, disneya.wixsite.com/podcast. That's also where you can find a link to our social media accounts and our email. You can find Disney A episodes on all of your favorite podcast streaming platforms. If you've rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. And if you haven't yet, please do. If you know someone who might like listening to us, please be sure to recommend Disney A as well. So I'm Krista.
And I'm Brandon.
Till the next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney A.
Full meal deal. And full I meal just deal. Had, and, you and just I just had a whiskey. That tracks.
That actually all makes sense. Everything is clear there.